You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Today is a market and a sport update in part because it is now 2-0 between South Africa and Rwanda. That 5-minute goal from Talet Mbata was followed on by a 26th-minute goal from Oswin Apollis. That's all I'm going to say on it because Michael Abramson is going to come up a little later on to give you a better in-depth analysis of the game. We're going to take a look at the latest developments from the National Consumer Commission alongside the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition that are keeping a close eye on international platforms like Shein and Temu following some recent updates on the part of one of these platforms that they now have local warehousing facilities and a bit of miscommunication that came through from there. I'm joined on the line by the spokesperson at the National Consumer Commission, that is Petron Taba, to take a look at this and see what we make of it. Petron, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. What is the National Consumer Commission concerned about here?
Like any other practice or business in the Republic of South Africa, Jimmy, online stores, e-commerce retailers must ensure that they comply with the provisions of the Consumer Protection Act and other regulation or policy in the Republic of South Africa. So we have been monitoring what consumers are saying. Obviously, they are saying this on platforms like social media and the likes, you know, where they complain about either the quality, either the issue of the competition and how to retain some of these goods. You know, when they receive something, they buy this, they receive something else. We have not received formal complaints from the consumers. We are just monitoring the space. And that's why internally we have decided that we are going to focus on e-commerce in South Africa in general, do some internal scoping that is going to tell us which route to take to ensure that we protect South African consumers.
I was just saying before we got cut off that part of the concerns from a National Consumer Commission perspective is the advertising of things like a local warehouse. I remember distinctly that Temu did this online on social platforms. They've since come out to clarify that these are not their warehouses but operated by third parties, which is not the impression that we were given when they were initially announced. Can you take us perhaps through what are your concerns around this and around the information that is being shared with consumers?
The CPA is very clear, Jimmy, that consumers need to know who they are transacting with, where is that particular service provider, the contact details, the name, the text number, and the likes. This assists the consumer if they need to return the products. If a supplier has footprint in the Republic of South Africa, they need to provide that information. Either you can return the goods using the other services like your courier companies, or you can return them directly to our store. Now, they also need, by the law, by the Consumer Protection Act, they need to also declare if they are intermediaries. We need to know that information. It needs to be provided to the consumers upfront. So these are some of the issues, though I don't really want to go into detail as to exactly what is it that you are looking at, but we're looking at practices of e-commerce or online stores versus the provisions of the Consumer Protection Act. We are not targeting the one or two suppliers that you might have mentioned, but we're looking at e-commerce holistically and to say they need to ensure that their practices or how they conduct their businesses is in compliance with the CPA, and of course, it's fair trading in as far as the Republic of South African laws are concerned.
Now, understandably, this could potentially result in a much larger investigation, as you rightly alluded to here, Petro. Before I let you go, I want to get a sense, perhaps this might slightly fall outside of the National Consumer Commission's remit, but the other concern here, of course, does then become that if we don't address this, the likes of the South African Revenue Services will continue to suffer some losses from a tax perspective because of the import loopholes that some companies may be taking advantage of here. Now, that is a SARS conversation and they will have that investigation on their part. But from a legislative perspective and from a South African perspective, protecting consumers in line with the CPA goes beyond just what it is that they're buying, but it goes to all of the laws of the country, as you mentioned at the start of our conversation.
Correct. They have to comply with all the laws of the Republic of South Africa. Goods that are coming into the Republic of South Africa, Jimmy, they must comply with the laws. starting from the imports, starting from the port of entry, if goods do not comply there, as the National Consumer Commission, of course, working with SARS, we do block those goods. Then we say, take them back to the country of origin or destroy those goods. So starting there, goods must comply. Coming into the Republic of South Africa, they must comply. There are issues of quality as well. There are issues of toys that kids, that parents buy for their kids. Those goods must comply with the provisions of the CPA and other laws of the Republic of South Africa. Hence, we say we're looking at e-commerce holistically. And one might also remember that when you look at e-commerce, there are some limitations in as far as, consumers having to return those goods. Someone might just buy and say, I'm not going to, look, it's anyway, I bought it, at whatever rent. I'm not going to take it back. It shouldn't be like that. When you buy something online, you should be able to receive what you have bought. If it's not what you have bought, you have the right to take it back. But also, we need to look at our law as well as the National Consumer Commission, working with the DTIC to say, if there are limitations, how do we then ensure that we bring reform, we change our laws here and there to accommodate some of these nuances that consumers might be facing on a daily basis.
Everything is done in an effort to protect consumers, even from e-commerce platforms. We're going to keep an eye on this and see how this potential investigation will then unfold. For now, as the spokesperson of the National Consumer Commission, Petro Ntaba, just alluded to, it is keeping an eye out on service providers and making sure that the service providers adhere to South African laws.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.